Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
From every tribe and language, people, every nation, where warriors are calling, there's a resurrection coming.
When is your time to rise and shine?
Oh, wake up, you sleeping giant. The home of injustice are being healed by the peace. Oh, yeah, we're bringing the power to unity. Where warriors are calling, there's a resurrection coming.
Tribe will come alive.
Yeah, wake up, you sleeping giant.
Your heart, I feel it.
Together.
Woo. Thank you for joining me tonight. I see my internet is kind of acting weird on my tablet. So those of you in Facebook, you might have me going in and out a little bit, so you might want to call in. But let's just pray over the tablets and the internet and all this technology to get this show going. So thank you for joining me on Facebook Live and Soul Purpose Healing. I had a friend text me, I couldn't find you on Facebook. I'm on Facebook Soul Purpose Healing. I haven't shared it. If you want to share it to your friends, please do that. But tonight we want to talk about a phrase that's being thrown out there that has actually no meaning whatsoever if we don't look into people's belief systems. My body, my choice, it used to have significant meaning of some kind or another, but these days with tyranny running amok and with people who have values in abortions and people in Texas who want to have full control over their body, my choice, and yet we have this global thing going on where people want to mandate a medical injection in your body without your permission. So let me get a sip of water. So tonight, here's the plan for tonight. My body, my choice is a term we want to clarify tonight for you specifically based on your belief systems and your values. And we're going to go deep into what exactly are belief systems. Because people are totally confused these days about my body, my choice. You would think my body, my choice would be a fairly easy phrase to understand, to agree upon, to come to a harmony about. Everybody's debating my body, my choice now even more than ever. It used to be abortion was a topic you're either for or against. Now it's like taking on a whole new level because one state, Texas, has put in all these new regulations and laws and fines. I was really amazed at all the details that are going into this law in Texas that the Department of Justice wants to fight over. But it has fines with it. The woman can file a complaint against the abortion doctor if they do something that she doesn't like and get 10 times. I mean, this thing is so complicated, and people are mad. Just one more thing to get upset and angry about. So my body, my choice, I'm going to break that down into a more spiritual meaning tonight because this is Soul Purpose Healing. Soul Purpose Healing has started seven, eight years ago to bring us back into alignment with the Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Wisdom is out the door most times when we have a discussion, but I bring it in all the time because that's all I know. My dad, this picture behind me is my dad, Sherman J. Howard, who lived to be 95 years old, and this is the cover of his book that he and I wrote together. If you're interested, you can email me at viata@hotmail.com and get The Life and Legacy of Sherman J. Howard, who lived to be 95 years old. He wasn't taking any medication when he died. He died, in my opinion, of a broken heart. So his 95 years of wisdom is in me now, and I'm here to share some of that wisdom with you. This topic, My Body, My Choice, Plantation, Freedom, and Strong Beliefs, that's what I titled it. It's up to you in Blog Talk Studio and Facebook to develop this topic. Because there is no right or wrong on this topic. Let's get that clear. There's no right or wrong on my body, my choice. What our intention is tonight is to bring some peace and clarity into understanding and understanding. When you say my body, my choice, what exactly do you mean by that? So that we can have a reasonable discussion. Because it's getting a little unreasonable with the tyrannical government we are under right now. And many of us have to come to the reality or understanding, are you going to stay on the plantation when your employer says you have to take a medical injection to keep your J-O-B, Does that mean you're going to stay on the plantation, or are you going to move and take your freedom back and get off that JOB, or and maybe get an attorney and fight the battle? Or tonight, basically, we only have a couple hours, so we're just going to focus on understanding and understanding what beliefs go along with my body, my choice. Because even people that I've seen on Facebook comments and all that, they don't even understand what my body means. Because when you consider 9 months in the womb, is that really your body when you come out? That's what we want to talk about tonight. So all these women who are fighting for their right to take the child out of their body when it's growing, no wrong or right. There are consequences to everything. So we want to just bring you into the reality of consequences tonight. My body, my choice, whether it's to get an injection, rolling up your sleeve and getting an injection in your arm, my body, my choice, or not. We want to understand consequences tonight. And that's what I would love for you to develop. And grand evening to my two sisters in Facebook Live Studio, Dulce and Velda. Grand evening to you. And we're going to start out. See, I'm not the expert on my body, my choice, and neither are you. All of us have values and belief systems. So I have brought in a couple of experts, or at least a couple of men, and I don't think I have any women, but a couple of men to give us the philosophy of belief. What does it mean to have strong beliefs? What's involved in carrying a belief about my body, my choice, whatever? We want to start with my favorite wisdom person, Sadhguru. This was one of the best audios I found on this topic of understanding our belief systems, because people really don't get it. When you talk about my body, my choice, they don't even understand that with that statement carries a belief about who you are and what you are and where you came from. So I'm going to let Sadhguru introduce us to the topic of understanding our belief system, just so we have kind of a foundation on where this discussion is going tonight. And I do hope you'll chime in about your own belief system. And there's no wrong or right. Let's get that clear. There's no wrong or right in my book anymore, because when you come out of the third dimension, where everybody, that's wrong, that's right, you're good, you're bad, you're awful, you're stupid, blah, blah, blah. We're out of that system. We're coming out of the third dimension into the fourth, fifth dimension, where there's no wrong or right. There's just reality, and there's karma, and there's consequences. So whatever your belief system, it's okay. We want to clarify, help you. We want to help you clarify your belief system so that you don't move into the next few months and years totally blindsided by the choices that you're making based on your belief system, based on your values, that are going to create for you consequences. Yes. So let us listen to Sadhguru on understanding our beliefs. He's the first of a few people I have lined up, but I'm going to be watching the studio. Press 1. When you're ready to comment or give us some information about your own belief system so we can help you clarify where you're going with that. Whatever your beliefs, values are, we want you to be really clear in your mind going forward into this Twilight Zone episode, whatever, and this new challenge we're all faced with, whether to stay on the plantation or be free from the tyranny that is upon us. So here is Sadhguru giving us some wisdom on belief.
Welcome to Sync Mind. Please use headphones and listen carefully.
What you unfortunately know as religion in the world today is just somebody's belief systems. Somebody believes God is round, somebody believes God is square, somebody else believes he's a triangle. That's the situation, isn't it? And you must understand this. Once you start believing in something which is not yet a reality for you, you are bound to be in conflict with somebody else because somebody else is bound to believe something else. No, I believe in my God, but I am not a violent person. I will not fight with anybody. All this is just makeup. If they provoke you sufficiently, you will fight. Like, for example, let's say you believe God has four hands. I believe God has no hands. There are two belief systems. Tomorrow, out of your love for God, you put a 100 feet tall statue in Coimbatore City, of course with four hands. But suddenly I feel so hurt. These four hands look so ugly because God actually has no hands. Because that's my belief. So tonight I will go to that statue. I don't intend to cause any damage to your God. Just to make him the way he really is, without hands. So I just cut off the four hands. Tomorrow what will happen to you? You want to cut off my hands. Isn't it? Simply because you believe one thing, I believe something else. As long as people believe in something, conflict is inevitable. Because you may say, no, we are all brothers, we are all one, everything is okay with us. All this bye-bye stuff, when we really have to come to a point, when I believe what I believe is right, I will try to manifest it. I will try to make it a common thing everywhere, isn't it? Yes? Once I believe what I believe is the truth, naturally I will try to impose it on other people. I don't call it imposition, I call it saving you from ignorance. Yes or no? Once I firmly believe that this is the way God is, I will try to put it on to you, just to save you, not to hurt you. But you will get hurt, because any imposition hurts. When you resist, I will use other methods to put it into you. Whatever those methods are. Sword has been used, money has been used, every kind of inducement has been used, isn't it? Simply because I believe one thing, you believe another. Religion is not about belief system. All religions started as a method to turn inward. But it's an inward step. An inward step can be taken only by an individual. Isn't it so? It's a very intimate thing, something very, very concerned with only with you, nothing else to do with anybody else. But when people try to organize this inward step, naturally it gets distorted. Now we want to do our religion on the street. Religion cannot be done on the street. It can only be done within you. If you become truly religious, you must be beyond any kind of conflict, isn't it? Both within and outside. That is the whole crux of the religion, isn't it? But today religion means conflict. If you utter the word religion, you're talking generally in terms of conflict that is happening in the world, isn't it? This is because you have reduced an inward step into your set of beliefs. Because if you have to take an inward step, you have to transform yourself. If you have to believe something, you don't have to transform yourself. You can do whatever nonsense you want and still believe God is up in the heaven, isn't it? Yes? The crudest people, the cruelest people on the planet have always been talking about God, isn't it so? Yes or no? All the warmongers in the world have been talking about God, isn't it so? And God has been helping them. See, the moment you believe something, you have a new kind of confidence. That's the biggest problem. When idiots become very confident, the world is in danger. An intelligent person is constantly hesitating with life. With every step he wonders whether what he is doing is okay or not. But a fool has absolute confidence. And when his stupidity gets stamped by God, that's it. No looking back. just can go on doing the most idiotic things without any problem about it. The very nature of your intelligence is such that if you do something stupid today, tonight your intelligence will bother you. Why did I do this? Isn't it so? But if you get God's stamp on your stupidity, you don't have to turn back and see. You can do grossest things on the planet and not bother about it. Feel very proud that you are anyway going to go to heaven because you did all this nonsense. There is no experiential dimension. You're just believing something. Once you believe something, your belief and somebody else's belief are bound to clash somewhere. The conflict in the world is not between good and evil, please see this. Though people always claim it is so, it is not true. It is always one man's belief versus another man's belief. So religion has become a problem because we have reduced it into just a set of beliefs. If it was experientially true that you really felt God, then could there be conflict? There is no such possibility, isn't it? But because you're growing from a belief system, you're not willing to make the effort of going beyond what you have gathered from others and looking at life by yourself. That is why there is conflict. If you do not know, there will be no conflict. If you know, there will be no conflict at all. But when you pretend to know, there is bound to be conflict. I think if your intelligence functions, if you allow it to function, your intelligence is incapable of believing anything. Isn't it so? Yes or no? Yes? Your intelligence wants to know. It is not ready to believe anything actually. But you are forsaking your intelligence because your fear is so dominant. You feel comfortable in believing. But if you allow your intelligence to take you ahead, your intelligence doesn't believe anything. It wants to know everything, isn't it? Yes, is that the nature of your intelligence? So if you allow your intelligence to function, then you will see all your beliefs will just fall apart because you know you don't know, isn't it? But it takes a lot of pressure to make you admit it. But actually you know that you don't know, isn't it? Do you know? Yes. Then what's the problem? You don't have to admit it to anybody, at least to yourself. Can't you admit, okay, I don't know? If you don't know, do you see you have to use your intelligence? Do you see this? See, suppose, let's say it's pitch dark. You don't know how the ground is. Do you see how alert you'll become? Every step that you take? That's how it is. When you do not know, everything becomes bright. It is just looking. Your intelligence is all hyped up and looking. When you assume I know, everything settles down and you go on with your stupid life, isn't it? Is it all right if you use your intelligence? Do I have your permission? Is it okay for you to use your intelligence? Or is it against God? It's all right. I'm asking you, is it against God if you employ your intelligence and live your life? If God was against intelligence, he wouldn't have created it, isn't it? If the Creator was against you functioning intelligently, it wouldn't have been given to you, isn't it? So if you employ your intelligence, you will see your intelligence is not willing to believe anything. It is only the fear in you. Don't you ever believe that it is bhakti? No bhakti, just fear which is making you believe things, isn't it? That's why you made it bhaya bhakti. There's no bhaya and bhakti together.
So that was an introduction to understanding belief systems. And especially my body, my choice. We're talking, if you just joined us, we're talking about the phrase that's being thrown out there a lot, my body, my choice. And as Sadhguru explained, we're going to have conflict because people's belief systems are different. He uses a great example of people who put up a statue of God that has four hands. And then someone comes along, and my internet is just horrible tonight on Facebook, so I apologize. I'm coming in and out, but this is the best we can do. Someone comes along and says, well, God doesn't have four hands, so there you have a conflict. Well, let's just look at right now the situation with these injections that the government wants to put in their citizens' bodies. Sadhguru mentions having a savior. People in religion and reference to God, your belief system about religion and God is going to create conflict if you think God has four hands, all right? So that's just one example he's using. Well, let's just look at the situation with our government and governments all over the planet. They think the savior is in the form of a needle and chemicals, right? We've got governments all over the world promoting a needle and chemicals as the savior for an invisible enemy that they're calling a virus. This is just so fascinating when we think about the drama around this, my body, my choice. And yet we have people in the state of Texas at war because their government wants to bring about more restrictions, more fines. They don't want to make it easy for women to end their pregnancy. So the debate in Texas is, oh, no. Even men are jumping in this battle in Texas like, no, we got to give women the choice to end their pregnancy. Why are men involved in this? I don't at all. It's because, you know why men are involved? Because Planned Parenthood makes money for a lot of people. You would not have this battle in Texas if you didn't have a corporation like Planned Parenthood involved in the debate and the money issue, because it usually always comes to money, right? My body, my choice is about I should have the right to end my pregnancy whenever I feel like it. Texas government says, no, we're going to give you 6 weeks when there's a heartbeat. No, you can't end your pregnancy. We're going to write the laws on this. No, you can't do that. No. So now we got the children are crying because they can't have the freedom to end their pregnancy. My body, my choice. Okay, well, can we apply this also to medical interventions of putting a needle in the arm? My body, my choice. Can we do that? No. That's a conflict of interest because our government is actually trying to practice religion on us. The governments all over the planet are bringing in the aspect of we have religion now that you need to do what we say because we have the savior for you. The needle and the chemicals are your savior. And the debate about things like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, they're trying to really hard to suppress any alternatives or any choices that you might make in your religious adventure, your religious pursuit, because this is really starting to be a religious thing about my body, my choice. So can you pursue a God that doesn't have four hands? Or can you pursue a God that offers plants from the plant kingdom instead of a chemical in a needle that corporations are offering? And we're going to have to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to go to 773. But as a final thought on this, my body, my choice, plantation freedom, and strong beliefs is our topic. We've got corporations now who are trying to be God. That's what it comes down to. Corporations are trying to be God. You've got a couple of major airlines now telling their employees, if you don't get this needle in the arm with chemicals, you can't work here. And you've got an employer saying, well, if you don't get the needle and the injections, then you are going to have to leave the plantation. Hello? That's what we want to talk about tonight is, are you ready to leave the plantation? If you're not ready to battle God on the plantation, the corporations, and I'm referring, when I say battle God on the plantation, we're talking about these corporations who want to run your life now and tell you what to put in your body, how to, what, and that you need a savior. So this is really becoming a religious battle, and not just that, but a battle for your freedom and for
unmuted
choices that could mean you either stay on the plantation or stay there and fight the battle, or you go for your freedom and start your own business and look at all the other choices and options you have. But we're starting out, just because this is such a complex topic, we're just starting out talking about strong beliefs. No good, no bad, no wrong, no right. What are your beliefs? What are your values when it comes to my body, my choice? Because then we need to talk about consequences. Whatever your beliefs, whatever your values, karma is real. And as they say, karma is a bitch. So if you are clear about your values and your belief systems and the choices that are set before you right now and what that means in terms of consequences, then we want to hold your hand through this adventure called karma and religion. Because, again, the conflict arises in this whole conversation, my body, because people have strong belief systems about what the government should do, what the corporations should do, and how we should treat this temple of the Holy Spirit, in my belief. So we're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we have someone who's pressed one. I want to open up the mics. If you have any comments, questions, post them on Facebook. I'll try and read the comments on Facebook during the break and answer them. We want your participation. It's your belief system that we want to clarify for you so that you are clearly understanding about consequences based on your belief system, because that's really what it comes down to. Your choices based on your beliefs and values are what are going to determine whether you're going to have freedom and very little suffering, or whether you're going to be suffering and maybe by needing time to leave your body. So Naima Latif, her mic is open, and she's going to play some commercials for us, and we'll be right back. Thank you for being here.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Tucson Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Tucson Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Tucson Essentials help you take control of your health today.
This topic is so interesting to me because it doesn't just involve women. Used to be my body, my choice 10, 15, 20 years ago was all about women making the decision whether to abort their child in their womb. Times have really changed now, thank goodness. We can have discussions even about men making the decision about my body, my choice to be injected with chemicals in their body. And the government, the discussion can be so interesting when you have conscious people talking. We don't want unconscious people yelling and coming into the conversation, talking about their strong belief systems and there's no other way to think or act. We don't need that tonight. Please keep your opinions to yourself if you're not open-minded enough to realize every belief system counts and that karma is real. And as Sadhguru introduced us to conflict, the reason we are seeing what we're seeing today, I believe, in our society about my body, my choice, is because there's some people who see God with four hands, as Sadhguru gave the example. And some people don't see God with four hands at all. So when you see the conflict in your belief and that's when we have these arguments, discussions. And then as Sadhguru mentioned, some people are looking for a savior in religion. That's what most of us grew up with. There's a savior for you. Come to the altar. Pray to Jesus. There's a savior. And that's a strong belief system that many people still have, no judgment. And so where does that take you in your decision today as a man or a woman? I really want to hear from the men about my body, my choice. What does that mean for you today? You're not carrying any babies in the man's body, though in a way spiritual maybe, but you also are faced with my body, my choice debate and conflict. Because our government and corporations want to play God, and they want to make these decisions, any important decisions for you about your body and your choice, whether it's abortion or injections. We are faced today with whether we want to stay on the plantation and obey the slave master corporation, government, tyrannical government, or are we going to all work together for our freedom, and understand what beliefs, strong beliefs really mean today in our society. So I've opened the mic for 773-221. Your mic is open. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I'm glad that the phrase my body, my choice has been co-opted by people who are refusing or or declining a vaccination. You see, the very idea of asserting my body, my choice is something that is in opposition to someone who's pressuring them to do something. So if someone is pressuring a girl or a woman to have an abortion, then there's something really wrong with that picture because, first of all, the only a proper way to get pregnant is through marriage or through a situation in which both parties, knowing that a pregnancy could occur, would be okay with a pregnancy. And that would hopefully offset this tendency of making all of these babies, all of these unwanted children, because my body, my choice against is an assertion against pressure to do something that the person doesn't want to do, whether it is pressure to take a vaccination or pressure to have an abortion. So people have an inalienable right to not be vaccinated. United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 5 or 4 says every person has a right to life, liberty, and security of person. And also, I'm happy about what Maika said last week about how that natural persons, living souls, are human beings and not human doings. So the question is, who's an individual in and of him or herself? And I think that's something that we need to delve into to surmise what manner of individual are we dealing with.
Thank you, Nelson. You have opened up a new can of worms here because my body, my choice is usually not something that women are being forced to do. In my opinion, now we can discuss this, and anybody else you want to press on, women are usually not forced to have abortion these days. What their conflict and their argument and their debate is, we want to be able to choose the abortion. But I don't think they're forcing women to have abortions unless it's like a child and a grandmother and a parent. But what you're bringing out today is that the argument for abortion is not necessarily forced, but the argument is that women want to be able to choose it and not be restricted in any way, shape, or form, even if there's a six-week law that says, I think the biggest issue is the six-week law that says if there's a heartbeat, and there are more states looking into this type of law, if there's a heartbeat in that baby, it's against the law. And so women can actually report doctors who go against that philosophy that if there's a heartbeat, you can't take this baby out of my womb. There is the strong religious belief that you can take it out. This is my choice. It's my body. And yet there's, on the other side, the corporations, like I said, Planned Parenthood, got to keep the money flowing. You know, this is about money, 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 money. We got to keep the money flowing. That's why the Department of Justice is involved. If anybody doesn't understand the political aspect of this battle, I'm here to inform you a little bit about it, but you can go online and look more about it. This is a political battle, number one, because usually the left is more willing to fight a battle for Planned Parenthood because they're going to lose money. Do you know, in fact, do you know who one of the probably second biggest lobbyists in Washington, D.C., our favorite capital, is Planned Parenthood? They put in a lot of money in politicians' pockets to keep the money flowing in abortion clinics. So that is why we're talking about strong beliefs today. What do you believe in? Your belief is really what's going to determine the consequences. You're going to either suffer or not, because your values about abortion and whether a heartbeat should be present and whether you should be able to report people in Texas, they haven't made that restriction in any other, too many other states yet, but your belief and your values, it will determine whether you're going to be in conflict with this law that's being developed in Texas. And we just want you to understand the battle that you're in. This is not the Department of Justice of the United States government is on the front line for you women who want to abort your baby at six, beyond 6 weeks. They're on the front line for you. Ah, why are they on the front line? It's about money, people, money. Planned Parenthood is probably the second, if not third, biggest lobbyist in Washington, D.C. So we don't want to be fooled tonight. That's why we're talking about not just your values and your beliefs, but how much knowledge do you have about this subject? You think that because Department of Justice is involved, that they're so concerned about women's rights? Hell no, they don't give a damn about your rights. They have an investment The Planned Parenthood is putting money in their pockets in Washington, D.C. Hearing you. Go ahead, Mikey, you're
okay.
Being paid.
I'm serious because I'd like to have her take on this. I haven't been watching or keeping up with this, Dr. V. This is a boot camp family. This is a boot camp, and I posted a video from another sister who's in a Caucasian body, and what she what she had to say about enlightenment on this planet is deep. And so is what Sadhguru had to say. That's real deep. Post that, and I'll share that, Dr. V, with all of my 300-and-something people on my page. Now, I am not sure how I feel about the abortion, because it is so many women and men who utilize sex as a drug, sex as a stimulus, sex is sex, 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 and don't give a shit, I mean, don't give a darn about how they create, what they create, and then they turn around and want to have an abortion because they had a good time or they got drunk or they got too high or whatever the case may be, you know. So I'm not clear about that. And there are ways. You see, there are consequences that one has to face when you just get drunk or whatever. We're not talking about rape now. I'm not. However, just as a recreational sport to have sex, and then you create a life, okay? So I'm not clear about that, but I do know there are consequences. This is a boot camp. You can do anything. You can cut people up. You can eat them. You can do whatever you want to do. However, remember, family, if you do that, then the consequences are maybe before you leave the lifetime that you're in that you did that, watch forensic files. It trips me out how they have gotten technology to catch your ass, I mean to catch your behind, even if you've done something 40 years ago and you're still on the planet. Oh, they're going to get you. So think about what you do, because it's going to come around. What goes around comes around. It may not happen to you, but it may happen to your grandchildren, or it may happen to your child. And you wonder, oh, my God, my child was blown away by this pervert. This is, well, hey, you got to look at it from another perspective.
Yeah.
This
Thank
is a
you.
Boot camp. Now, I'll leave it at that, Dr. V.
We're going to come back to you because we want to go into the Palladians and the higher metaphysical perspectives on this later in the show, because that video you sent me was deep about why all this is happening in the first place, you know, that we're going through a major transition of higher to get to the fourth and fifth dimension and higher consciousness. So all of this is really, like she said, just boot camp. But I want to just point out, and then I'm going to go to, let's see, I think it's Kwame Sunhorse is next. We've had a male perspective. Mr. Andrew was talking about women being forced to have an abortion and all that. But again, this is about clarifying your beliefs and values, not other people's beliefs and values. But each one of you, Mama AZ has made it clear that her belief is that we should stop using sex as a drug and we should be more under control, more disciplined. And I'm sure if Maika has anything to say, she's going to talk about the fact that these days women can easily control when they're, or understand when they're ovulating, when there's the possibility of being pregnant. There's just no excuses, but that has to be your belief system. And I'm sure that our ancestors, I know great-grandmothers and grandmothers were having sex out in the corn, the cotton fields and plantation everywhere, but they didn't have abortion as an option, at least not later, early on. My grandmother, my father's mother, was using coat hangers and bleach and all kinds of things to try and end a pregnancy, especially if they were poor. So abortions come a long way in what they call more safer abortions. So the issue, though, tonight is, what is your belief system about this? Because you have to stand before the universe, the cosmos, and be accountable for your kind of consequences and your karma as you make these decisions about whether you're supporting my body, my choice in a particular way, or if you're staying on the plantation because you want to, my body is free, open, to raise my sleeve and get chemicals and needles, or are you going to be free and come off the plantation? It's all about your beliefs. So tonight is about establishing clearly what do you believe and how are you going to conduct yourself as either light or darkness in these times of governments and corporations playing the role of God and telling you what you need to do to your body. So it's really about clarifying tonight, what do you believe? What are your values? And are you ready to face the consequences of these choices that are before you today, whether to inject your body with chemicals or to end pregnancies that you may have spiritual consequences for? So I've opened the mic for 706-202. I believe that's Kwame Sunhorse. How are you?
I'm very grateful, and thanks for asking. How are you, Sister Viata?
Doing well, doing much good. Yeah, speak up. You can hear you go.
Yeah, I'm in New Mexico on my way back to Georgia, and it was a beautiful conference. But what I'm hearing, and Mama AZ was talking about sex, we had one day where we had a panel dealing with sexual abuse and the traumas of those people that shared on that panel was talking about what happened to them as children that led them into the whirlwind of addiction that they finally have gotten a recovery program to begin to heal those wounds that happened from that sexual abuse. And what we're talking about here, and you were on point when you're saying about Planned Parenthood and eugenics, this is about, the first part of it was, is that they got the fear to everybody went and let them swab their nose and collect their DNA to put with their name and their information, and that data was put into a mainframe. Now that data is in a mainframe that has your DNA coding with it, the thing that they're now looking at is that the corporations, the pharmaceuticals, and they had a big stink about it because they were using the stem cells from aborted fetuses with Planned Parenthood until they got busted. Now, what are going to be the choices that when they choose to bring forth that life or send that life on is because those people that have already gotten the shots, and if they do produce, they're producing that virus that inoculation that's in them, now they're bringing that inoculation into the world in a new life. And do not know what the consequences of this is going to be genetically. And so what we're seeing now is that the corporations and the pharmaceutical are harvesting human genes. And if the male, and you were talking about Texas, and the man was standing up, and I was saying, okay, yeah, some men probably saying, yeah, don't, let them go ahead and do it because I don't want to pay child support. But the other part of it is that you have now, it's said that if you took the two shots and you take the third shot, if you're male and you're reproducing age, you will become sterile, or either your sperm count will be at a very low, because this is what this third shot is going to do to the male body. The first one did it to the female body. You saw the cycles, the abortions, the clotting, the whole thing that happened with the female. Now, when they inoculate the third shot, that is going to do the men. So this is what they're looking at, is how do they allow themselves to be able, because they have the behavior social control through the AI, that they're controlling a majority of our children and most of our young adults. What they're looking at now is how do we genetically harvest what we need to create this new transformed human that they're looking at doing.
Oh, Kwame, that's just a conspiracy theory. What are you talking about? That's the response you get with that kind of truth that Kwame
okay.
just said. So,
what's
your response to that? Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Where'd you get that from?
Okay. I'll send you the information because
I want you to respond to that type of reaction that people have a lot when you share the truth. How would you answer someone who says, well, that's just a conspiracy theory?
Well, the part that looking at it is that the government in saying this, but are having more complications before, after they take the shot.
And you're breaking up. Are you moving? Kwame's on the road again in New Mexico. That's a beautiful place.
Not on the main interstate yet.
Oh, okay.
It's a beautiful sunset.
Oh, I bet. So
what I'm saying is that what I was referring to is that this vaccine that people have now taken is now having adverse reactions with some people. And this is what the challenge is trying to see who can we harvest and who can we not.
So this means people have to do their research, and they should have conversations with the elders like Kwame Sunhorse and the tribal elders to gain some wisdom and understanding about what's really going on. As we said, people seem to think, and Naima made a comment, there are many women who have been forced to have abortions if they were underage and unmarried, a pregnant 16-year-old who has no income is often told by her parents she has no choice. True statement. I don't think that's something that happens often lately, but it does happen. So I wouldn't deny that at all. There are women who have been forced to have abortions and who may still be being forced to have them if they live with their grandma, mother, or honey, we cannot afford that.
Could I ask a question? I play devil's advocate. Okay, is a thing about being that, why isn't there a force to have man vasectomies? Why aren't they willing to say men now should get vasectomies?
Well, I think you're going to see more of that. I actually saw a post today on Facebook where a guy had a picture of him in a hospital gown because he had just gotten a vasectomy. So he feels like he's contributing a solution to the issue by getting a vasectomy. So I think that's a valid point, Kwame Sunhorse. Where are the conscious men who don't want to take the risk of having a baby, a fetus start growing in a woman and who doesn't want to be more responsible. Let's just say that. Where are the men who don't want to be responsible when it comes to having sex and producing babies, who just should have a vasectomy and not have to deal with that if that's what they want their life to be like? If you can't produce any baby. And I'm sure the gods and authorities and the corporations and the government will be happy about that. But as you just mentioned, they're making sure that that happens whether they want it or not, basically, right? They're,
right.
These inspections to do just that.
Right, and that's what they're doing. And so what they're doing is, this is a genocide process. Because they already stated, when Kissinger said there needs to be less people on the planet, they're doing their best ways of doing it is to be able to take a life with a shot of a needle. Instead of pulling the trigger on a gun, pulling the trigger and dropping the bomb, they push a plunger.
Right.
And
right.
They have taken away life. This is what the population control is now in.
Yes.
Just hit the plunger on a needle and you now have shot the life out of a human being.
So we're going to go to another break. Naima Latif is ready in the studio. And when we come back, I have another expert on understanding our belief systems, which is really, I think, at the heart of the matter when people are having to make choices that are going to have major consequences for some. If you think aborting a baby after 6 weeks especially, if you think there's no consequences to that, that's why we're doing this show for you, so that you can be more aware of that and be prepared for the consequences, mostly spiritual and physical. And we also want to be sure we have in the discussion about the plantation. If you think your body and your choice is not there when it comes to injecting a needle in your arm, then be prepared for the plantation life for the rest of your life. So, Naima, your mic is open, and she's going to bring us some commercials.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jodi Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And we have a caller in the Female Solution studio. We're going to let Naima open the mic. If you're just joining us, we're talking about My Body, My Choice for men and women these days, because this has turned into a religious conflict. Because depending on your belief about God, first of all, when your body and your choice becomes a mute point for some and a very serious one for others. So we're going to let our caller at 708-602 comment at this point. Go ahead.
Greetings, family. Can I be heard? Peace and love.
Yes, you're loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yes. First of all, let's be real. Yes, we all have freedom of choice. That choice is key. I'm going to try to stay off the numbers because, again, we can hear by word what's being said. So we all have a choice, you know, as far as any man standing up for this particular choice of women, whichever way it goes. If it's not spiritual, he needs to sit down. But again, understanding choice, wherever it is and wherever it resides, if it's not stopped on one end, it's coming to your end. Just like rape was being used. No woman wants to be raped. Today, hell, no man wants to be raped. So again, to take away your choice of saying what you want as far as any life, and we know all of us are what? Pro-life, pro your own life. So what are you talking about? Choice. Give that individual their choice, just like we all have a choice. However it goes. And I love that what Kwame had said, the two individuals who might have made it after receiving these vaccines and bring a new transhumanism, a new baby into existence. Well, it's like everything with the booster. It's because they're finding what they have called a variant, something that the first and second shot did not do. Now we need a booster because we see a variant that has been created by people's basic defense mechanisms, being able to warn these things off because it's not fast enough. So again, if it's not stopped on whatever it is dealing with abortion, on rights, when it comes to that vaccine, as we see, you won't have no rights, or you better already decide what side you're going to take if it comes to being forced to do anything. Are you really prepared to take whatever fall, if there will be a fall, if you don't take it? So with that, I'll close, and I'm quite sure we can all put that together without the numbers. But if it's ever needed, I always have it. But I got to get back to being able to give a lot without the numbers so people actually feel the words that's being given that is already resonating within all of us. These things are resonating. For those who are conscious, cool. For those who are not cool, you know, that time of illusion, as we say time is no more than us worrying about those who ain't got what we may have. Because parts that we have, they have, that they still haven't tied together to the whole. But another story for another time. Peace and love, family. Get on with the lesson at hand.
Thank you, Brother Eddie Harris from Chicago. Excellent points as usual. And I want to say this, that there are so many people who are drinking the Kool-Aid right now. And as Kwame and Brother Eddie point out, there are going to be consequences to that. There's an intern, and then we have a caller. I'm going to open up the mic, 605-924. I watched I think it was today, earlier today or yesterday, there was a guy pulling a joke on people in California. He was going around in a Californian community with a clipboard asking people if they would sign this petition to mandate vaccines for people who haven't been vaccinated. And it was a joke, but he was trying to figure out how many people are going to fall for this joke, that we have a petition going that we need to put these people in jail or mandate vaccines. Because I was shocked how many people were falling for the, oh, yeah, let me sign this petition. Let me sign this. So obviously they had already decided my body, my choice was I want to be injected. And this guy was like, every time somebody grabbed the clipboard and wanted to sign it, he said, oh, my goodness, this expression was, these people think this is is real. So what it showed, how many people are drinking the Kool-Aid. The majority of the people he presented this clipboard to say, we have a petition where we want to lock people up or mandate vaccines, they were okie-dokie signing on. So it just goes to show you how many people are perfectly willing to take the risk of injecting their bodies with chemicals, whether it's 1, 2, 3 boosters or whatever. There's a lot of people out there who have been drinking the Kool-Aid and still drinking the Kool-Aid. So 605-924, your mic is open. Please give us your name, where you're calling from.
Hello, Mataki, Api Le, Champe, Washten, Api Chuzapi Yolo. Greeting you in my Lakota tongue. And this is Craig calling from Marshall, North Carolina. And I'm insisting on resisting. You hear me?
Insisting on resisting. I love that. That's a new T-shirt.
I'm insisting I'm going to get a T-shirt. And I'm going to get it blown up on my – I'm insisting on resisting.
Yes, we need that T-shirt.
Some time ago, yeah. So, you know, I think that as Brother Kwame was saying, this is all about human beings as a resource and the separating of the wheat from the chaff. I think that's what's happening right now. Where I'm being backed into a corner where I got to make a choice between being physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally solvent and not. You know, and we have a saying out in South Dakota that we're all with Ikche. And I used to not really understand the term Ikche, which at first I thought just meant common man. But after digging a little deeper, you know, it literally means being born natural, wild, and free, or with freedom in common. And by the way, I sent you a very long message in chat on Facebook. Thanks for having me on. I'm not going to eat up too much time. Have a good night.
I don't see that comment, so you may have to...
It's in chat. It's in Facebook Messenger.
Okay, not in the private. Okay, I will definitely take a look at that. Thank you for that comment about sovereignty and where we are in terms of consciousness in our brothers and sisters and even in our blood relatives. So let me ask you a question, brother. How many of your blood relatives are woke versus those family members who you've adopted, like Kwame, and who have values and beliefs? Because that's what's interesting to me these days. How many of my blood relatives are not are drinking the Kool-Aid, have drank the Kool-Aid, whatever, believe in the government and the God of the pharmaceutical. And then all these family members that I'm blessed to have, like Mama A.B., Kwame, the Female Solution family, who are not, don't have those beliefs. But what's your situation with family versus blood relatives?
Unfortunately, a lot of my family from off the reservations out in South Dakota have opted for the jab. You know, and these are all people that are up there in age. Maybe they're in their 60s. I got a cousin, Waldron Fox, from Lower Bull. He lives in San Bernardino, California. I think he's already passed his second booster. You know, and when I talk to him, he's like, yeah, nephew, go get it. You know, if you're going to come out here and help me build a sweat lodge, then I want you to get that shot.
Oh my goodness!
And most of them have. And as I stated, and the brother was on when I mentioned this about the Hualapai, you know, down in Peach Springs, Arizona, they already passed their second, and they're dropping like flies. Already after the second one, where shots were mandated. They were mandated by tribal government, and people went and got them. And they're all walking around the reservation masked up. So, you know, we've lost a lot, quite a few. It's sad to watch, but, you know, a lot of my spiritual brothers, a lot of my Sundance brothers who I've been to ceremony with, they're not doing it. They're absolutely not. They're saying no. Yeah.
Well, I visited the Crow Nation Reservation in Montana several years ago, and the tribal government is just like the United States government pocket pharmaceutical lobbyists that are taking over. I mean, they're corrupt, right? I would say corrupt.
Yes, a lot of them, and that's due to the presence of Bureau of Indian Affairs and what they call IRA governance, which
right.
is the Indian Reorganization Act. The Crows in Montana, I happen to know because I used to live in Montana. I used to live on the Flathead Reservation back in the 90s because that's where my son is from. That's where he grew up. And they're very Christian up there.
Yeah.
And kind of like they lean more towards the conservative side, strangely, you know. So, yeah. Yep, I've been in that territory before.
So even on, in terms of the reservation, you don't even have family members who are conscious, right, about my body, my choice. No thank you for the jab. Because they're being mandated, you're saying, on the reservation.
Yeah, and I guess it's due to the belief that they can develop a herd immunity. If everyone got it, they honestly believe that it'll pass. You know, and you know, if everyone's got the graphene and the nanites in their blood, they're going to somehow magically, all this is just going to pass, and they're going to develop this herd immunity. And I don't see it. You know, I really don't see it. People who, like I said, they've doubled up on the jab, and they're mysteriously dying from other complications. So what's killing them, you know?
Okay, so thank you, brother, for sharing that testimony, that press. I want to play, before we go to the break, I want to play one more audio about how our belief systems work, especially in light of what you just shared with us about the reservation. Because there's a lot of ignorance on the reservation. When I went to the Crow Nation in Montana, I couldn't believe all the animals that were being eaten and the obesity that was prevalent. And the sickness that was there, and the lack of nutritional practice that was there, So the ignorance is so real, even on the reservation and in our communities, that's why emergency room doctors are now crying out, many of them, as to what people can do to stay out of the emergency room, because they're feeling like, why aren't you taking ivermectin at this point? Even emergency room doctors are pleading with people to look at alternatives. Instead of waiting till you're so sick you got to go to the emergency room, which is probably the worst place to be going, because the protocol in the hospital is what's killing people, folks. They're given a drug called remdesivir in the hospital that shuts down your kidneys. They're giving, still doing ventilators, which is damaging the lungs. So that's the last place you really want to go to if you're in trouble. And so it's really important to understand your beliefs and why you're ending up suffering because of your beliefs. So let's listen.
Should I believe in God? No matter what things I believe, others will believe different things. And about God, just like about religion and politics, things divergent, opposing, and often antagonizing. Why such confusion? We like to think that we are rational, that what we believe is what is true. But beliefs conflict. So who is rational and who is not? We believe often because of our belief systems. How we believe may be more important than what we believe. What's a belief system? And what's the difference between a belief and a belief system? How do belief systems work? I'm Robert Lawrence Kuhn, and Closer to Truth is my journey to content. Belief systems are ways of thinking that engender specific beliefs. Though the content of specific beliefs may differ, the process of how belief systems produce specific beliefs is similar. That's why to explore belief systems, I focus on philosophers, whose job it is to enlighten us about thinking. I begin in London with a philosopher who examines beliefs from ego to ethics, the editor of the Philosopher's Magazine, Julian Baggini. Julian, I have many friends who have PhDs in physics, neuroscience. Some of them are militant materialists, and then many on the other side deeply believe in God or religion or some non-physical reality in some sense. And I cannot distinguish the intelligence level between these two. So that brings me to think about belief systems. Why do these people believe such different things?
If you understand how argument works and how belief systems work, it's that they kind of form complexes, nets, if you like. There's a kind of coherence theory of truth. It's not that there is a fundamental basis of belief which we all agree with. It's rather that things form interlocking holes, and so they become mutually supporting. If you can find what is the thing that the person will not give up, no matter what you'll normally find is that they can fit. There are other beliefs around that.
So let's start a step back and assume that there is objective truth. Whether God exists or not, there is a yes or no to that.
Sure.
I want to stick with the objective kinds of truths where there really is an ultimate answer. And each side thinks it has it. And one of them may be right, and the other won't be wrong. So it's not a question of kind of harmonizing these views, because they're incompatible.
The reason why disagreement can persist is simply because in these kinds of cases, there is an absence of a killer fact. I think that if you actually look at what lies behind a lot of religious conviction, for instance, it is experiential. I mean, people report the fact that they have had a very, very strong feeling of the presence of God or Christ coming into their lives. It can be as clear and as definite to you as it is to me. There's a table in front of me. Obviously, it doesn't mean it's right. And as an atheist, I'd say that person is mistaken in some ways. I'd try and get them to see why that kind of feeling, no matter how strong it is just not reliable in the way that a table is. But the way in which people construct their worldviews is partly based on the perceptions and feelings which they think are just unanswerable.
The argument of those people who say, I can't prove the existence of God from the physical universe. I have this internal belief because I've had an experience, and that they then can find, when they look at the universe, great expressions of God's creativity or whatever else. I like that argument because at least it's consistent.
I guess the problem I have with that way of thinking is that, sure, if you have this feeling, this very strong conviction, which seems to you as real as anything else in the universe, that God exists, you still have to ask yourself the question, yes, but is that the kind of feeling that we have reason to trust? And I think when you look around the world and you look at the different kinds of religious experience people have, you find that people have very, very strong experiences which convince them of completely incompatible gods, divine kinds of existences, and so forth. And so I think, difficult though it may be, one should really take the view of saying, look, I know this is powerful. I know it seems to me so strong that I can hardly doubt it, that this is true. I can't trust that in the way in which we kind of have to trust our basic perceptions of our tables and so forth.
Belief systems as nets, with core beliefs as nodes around which other beliefs can cluster and cohere. Nice. But how do core beliefs develop, especially in religion where divergence is so stark? Still in London, I meet a philosopher who began his career as a postman and now edits the Royal Institute of Philosophy journal, Think, Stephen Law. Stephen's latest book on belief systems is called Believing BS. The actual title, I should warn you, does not use abbreviations.
Stephen, how can so many people of great intelligence believe such different things?
Very often we think we've been led by reason, by argument, by evidence. But actually, what's really going on is something else. There may be, for example, causal mechanisms operating on us. Maybe evolution, maybe natural.
So this kind of philosophical view about beliefs and experiences and trusting and egos and ethics. So this topic is not simple. And I hope you get that tonight, that it's not a simple and solution. And it's really not as easy to resolve the conflict that we find ourselves in, because of the strong beliefs that people have, whether it's intellectual, ego, religious, God, all of those things are playing into what we're seeing played out today on the drama, on the stage of government, authority, and especially this my body, my choice, the reality of money being a big, big influence in the abortion industry, and money being a big, big influence in the pharmaceutical industry. I don't know if many of you are aware, and then we're going to go to a break. The pharmaceutical industries who have been putting out these vaccines over the last year have made billions of dollars off of us. Whoa! Money, 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 money. Hey, where's my money, money, money song? This is, that's what this is running this show right now, that we're tyranny, show of tyranny and mandate. It's all about money. Pharmaceutical, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, whatever the name in the UK, they all are making billions of dollars. and suggesting to the population that we are the savior. The Biden, the tyrant, the snake, I'm going to just call him Snake Biden, had the nerve to come out and say, we're doing this to save you. This is all for your good. And we're getting a little impatient with all you people who don't want to follow our rules and give this injection, because this is all for your good. We're here to help you. We're here to help you. I don't know. He doesn't understand why people don't want to accept his help, the government's help, why we aren't trusting these corrupt pharmaceutical companies that have more corrupt fines behind their in their history than probably any other government or any other institution corporate. And then here we bring in Planned Parenthood into this drama scene to demonstrate why the Department of Justice should fight for the rights of women who want abortion. So when we come back, I believe Maika has pressed one. We're going to open up Maika's mic because we want her wisdom on the topic of abortions, for one. And I'm going to open up Mama AZ's mic as well, because of the metaphysical reality that we are in this whole drama scene. Naima, your mic is open for our last group of commercials. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com. for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on higher learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
And we're back. Be sure and join Zelda tomorrow morning at 7 Central, 8 Eastern for your data, your dollar. She's going to be talking about cell phone data, how you can profit from it. Thank you. Zelda. So we're going to open up the mic of Maika, and I'm going to open up Mama AZ's mic as well as we wind down this session of My Body, My Choice. It's a choice of whether you're going to stay on the plantation or claim your freedom or and take note of the beliefs you hold tonight as to how they, what reality they're going to be creating for you in the future. So, Maika, your mic is open, 779-801, I believe.
Thank you. Good evening to everyone.
Good evening. Good evening.
You know, there's a lot of things that have been said. I want to keep it as simple as possible. Choices based on knowledge. Choices built on knowledge. For example, most women think they have a choice as it relates to murdering their unborn baby or not. But choice is based on knowledge. The knowledge that the mere fact of sexual intercourse can bring about a child. That's one knowledge. The other knowledge is based on self. How does your body work? There are only 7 days out of a month that a female can get pregnant if she's regular. If she's not regular, she can become regular. Just turn off all the lights in your when you're sleeping and, you know, cell phones, Wi-Fi, get that out your room. No TV. That, you can regulate your cycles by just doing that, too. That has something to do with it. But I'm not going to get into that. Now, the fact is that those 7 days constitute the 1 day of ovulation and the 6 days that a sperm can live in a woman's body scientifically. No sperm can live past 6 days. Most don't live past an hour. But a very healthy male with the intent to plant a seed, I mean to germinate a seed, can live up to 6 days. So those 6-7 days are set by nature. Now, on the first day of the 7 days leading up to ovulation, the female's body secretes a different type of mucus. That mucus is designed to allow sperm to travel towards her uterus. Prior to that first day, the mucus that exists in a female is acidic. And if you just put your fingers at men or women, this is for men and women, just give men, I'm giving you the knowledge how you can decide whether or not you want to have a child or not, because women are making a piss poor problem with it. So we probably need to just get this to the men. But if you put your fingers at the tip of a female's vagina, get a little mucus on it, if when you pull your fingers apart with this mucus on it, it'll pop. If it pops, she can't get pregnant because there's no pathway for the sperm to travel to the uterus. So this way you know a woman is infertile during that time. Now, when the first day of the 7 days begin, this mucus changes. If you do the same thing and you pull your fingers apart, it'll stretch just like an egg yolk. Now, this mucus has a pathway through which the sperm of the man can travel to the uterus and impregnate the female on the day of ovulation. For those 6 days prior to ovulation, this type of mucus exists. This mucus is nurturing and encouraging and supportive of the sperm in the female's body. Now, that's just the simple truth. Now, a woman don't have to wait 6 weeks to know that she's pregnant. You can know that even if you wait on the second day. If you know how to determine when ovulation takes place, see, this is called education, female education, which hasn't been given or taught, because we weren't in the decision making of what's going to be taught. We weren't in the meeting. And if we were in the meeting, we didn't have knowledge of self to put this forth. So when a woman knows when she can get, when she's ovulating, she knows how to prevent unwanted pregnancies naturally. The first one is, before you have sex, decide, is this a man that I want to be the father of my child? Yes or no? The male should be saying the same. If the answer is no, and you know you're approaching ovulation, baby, you need to say no, or you need and put it off to the other days that are available and have fun. Or you take cautions during the time when these your mucus is suitable for impregnation. And things like lemon juice, vinegar before and after sex, you know, that's going to eliminate sperm being able to go, because they're not that volatile anyway. Anything can destroy them. Some men line up for the zap. You heard of the Hulda Clark, H-U-L-D-A, Clark zapper. Men zap their sperm so that they are fertile. So there's no excuse for women to have to use abortion as birth control. That's not necessary. You know, and this argument that they have a right to a boy, you got a right to do everything. You just do what you got to do. God gave you the right. God gave you free will. However, you are responsible, I think as Mama AZ said earlier, for the choices you make, whether you're ignorant of those choices or not, because ignorance is no excuse of the law. The law is you reap what you sow. That's one of the laws you're dealing with. If you murder an unborn child, there are consequences to that also, which can go down timeline. So women who get pregnant unwillingly and unwantingly are basically irresponsible. Now, these same women want to get into this male culture and tell males what to do and what not to do. But ain't no male paying attention to you when you're irresponsible, when this is the most important thing on your agenda at this time. Children are being kidnapped, raped, murdered, all kind of stuff is happening, and all we can think about is our right to kill an unborn child. Come on now, that's hideous. Until women move out of the slave culture, which we've been entrapped in, you know, women have been a slave culture for 5,000 plus years. That's just based on religiosity. And African-American women have been enslaved for 400 years in addition to that. So you got a double enslavement. So then the question is, have any of you all heard of a therapeutic process that removes the slavery mentality and emotional connection from women? I don't think so. It don't exist. We haven't created it. Another level of irresponsibility. But we want to hassle people about killing a child or, I'm pregnant. Well, do something about it the second day, the first day. You can take the morning after pill. If you've been raped, you ain't got to wait to 6 weeks to know you're pregnant. Come on now, that's a long time. They're just irresponsible. And there's nothing else you can say about that. And we have to develop a she culture that is responsible, that is reflective of the divine feminine that exists within all of us, both female and male, and let that light shine from within outward instead of trying to take cues from people outside of you as to what you should and shouldn't do. Now, when you get into whether or not to take the vaccine or not, you should have some knowledge about your choices. Go on TikTok. They got a lot of information on TikTok. I just started looking at TikTok. They got a lot of information. Even Ben Carson then came out against the vaccination, from what I've heard. You know, so our decisions are based on the knowledge that we gather, but now most people are so busy trying to make a buck that they don't have time to do research. So they go with the authorities who say what you should and shouldn't do. They don't have time to study nothing. But it's time to wake up, and it's time to make decisions based on the reality that genocide has been a thing that's been going on for a long time as it relates to African-American males. And so you know what's going on. I know what's going on. And you need to know that nobody can force you to do anything. You can't blame it on them. You know, like, give me liberty or give me death. But you got to be willing to die for what you decide that your choice is. Choices don't come easy. But they, when made, they can be made in the interest of you and the whole. So that's all my comment is at this point. Thank you. Oh, one other thing. I have a book out. I have two books out. One is called The Journey from Lunatic to Luna Queen, and the other is called Luna Queen, The Divinely Feminine Art of Self-Knowing. And one of those books is free to download at anewbeing.com. That's anewbeing.com. Go get the book. There's more to learning about yourself in this book than you've probably ever heard. So take the time to study and know yourself, and then you can be yourself and be authentic in that being. Thank you.
Thank you, Maika. So you just heard higher wisdom from Maika Bevel, who has several experience in her life to make these statements of truth and wisdom. Not only has she had children in her journey, but learning from, as we were talking about, learning from the children, the grandchildren, where women are in a special place right now of being goddesses and not slaves. Mama AP, yes. I'm going to make a comment on what Maika just said and bring in maybe that, I've got too much frog in my throat, metaphysical aspect, especially when it comes to remembering that we women are now in a conscious place of being goddesses, not slaves. And that, I think that's what Maika has just expressed to us as women, that we need to raise our consciousness, and it's time for us to grow up. Grow up and be responsible. Otherwise, your irresponsibility is going to cause much suffering and other consequences that we're already dealing with now because we have so many women who are not being responsible and conscious. So, Mama AZ, I'm going to let you comment from what Maika has just expressed.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Paging Dr. Maika, paging Dr. Maika with the muscle off the big old Mack truck. I hear you. She's on point. She's on point, family. Get those books and thank us, Dr. Maika, metaphysically. You know what? Three times I was a virgin. The third time I had sex on the 33rd degree parallel across the street from Carver High School, Dunbar High School, I think it was, or someplace. Anyway, my high school. And my high school, it was a black high school, and I didn't know it. and it's on the 33rd degree parallel line or whatever in Phoenix, Arizona. But not only that, the third time my child entered me and she knocked me up against the doggone wall. And I told her dad, I said, I'm pregnant. No, you just scared. I said, I'm pregnant. And I know I am. I said all of that to say this. Metaphysically, that child knew it's another realm to this. She knew when to enter, and I didn't. And I mean, I was 15, you know, and I was scared. But what I'm saying is it's a whole other dynamics to all of this, people. And we have to take the time to research, to see how these things metaphysically come about. And when we have these episodes, we got to make sure that we know where we are, know what we're doing, know who we're with, because as Brother Eddie says, numbers are everything. I know he said he didn't want to get into the numbers, but numbers are everything, family. It tells you everything. So put that in your peace pipe and drum smoke on it. And then the main thing that I want to say, Craig, I'm so grateful, my brother, that you're back in North Carolina, because something's getting ready to happen over there in North Carolina, and you needed to be there other than South Dakota. And like you said, over there on the Crow, they are very religious, because when I was at it just went out of my brain, but it's a historic site, Plenty Coos camp or historic site or whatever. I met the little girl that was one of the three young people from the Crow Reservation who helped to create the Strawville House. But it was invented a long time before. Well, when I presented myself to her grandmother on the Crow Reservation at Plenty Coos, I was kindly and politely, in a good way, escorted out of her home, because she says, we don't do sweat lodges. We don't. That's heathenism, and we're Christian now. And when you said that, it brought me back to the Crow Reservation and that episode that I had. So many of the people have allowed Christianity to take over everything that they do, including taking the jab.
Yeah,
and that's really unfortunate. Yeah. And that's all that I had to comment on.
Thank you. That's really what's happening these days. We got one more caller we're going to squeeze in, who's in the Female Solutions studio. Go ahead. Let's see. 872-901. You've got about a minute.
Hi, this is Lois in Chicago. Hi to everyone tonight. You know, it's a fact that, you know, our girls and our men, those who are in the baby-making stage, because as we all know, when you get a certain age, you wouldn't be able to pour a baby inside of it. But the ones who are in the baby-making stage, dealing with the sperms, as Micah was talking about, and the eggs and all that, you know, I just have to bring up the fact that, really to close and give everyone a thought, my mother always said that when that sperm hits that egg, and that man chooses who he wants that sperm to go into, and that egg hits, no matter what anybody says, it's life, whether they like it or not. Now, if you want a girl, you have to let the man do the work. If you want a boy, the woman has to outdo the man at the ejaculation time. So that's what we can tell our younger people. And my mother had 7 boys and 3 girls. So, you know, the man has to do the work for the girl, let that sperm count on the woman that they really want to give it to, knowing it's going to be a baby, now a real pretty baby too. Thank you so much. This is Lois here in Chicago.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Lois. That's another show for another time, because that's some deep stuff knowledge that they should have been teaching that in elementary school. And as we prepare, and we're about ready to leave, but as Naima can start our global farewell, thank you. As we prepare to move into the fourth dimension and a new paradigm, these are the things we need to educate our young children on. I know as a grandparent, and any grandparents out there, our job is to bring them into this Native American wisdom, as well as bring them into a new paradigm of thinking about
to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows. Listen to our radio shows. Order our books. And be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Niabonga. Senegal, Geret. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.